Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined on the line by Jamie Fiegel, partner of Fiegel and Carr's Law Firm, talking about DWI, part of our focus this morning. And one of the things that a lot of people probably don't realize, if you are convicted of a DWI, your access to Canada can be revoked for up to 10 years. Is that right, Jamie?
That's correct. If you have any drinking and driving conviction, you can be eliminated or barred entry from Canada for up to 5 years. If you have one, if you have multiple, then you're barred for life until you file for some sort of relief from the Canadian government.
Okay, this isn't just for driving in Canada. This is entering Canada, right?
That's correct. Even if you're a passenger in a vehicle, if you're a visitor for a day or an hour, it does not matter. You submit yourself for entry. You show up at the port of entry for inspection. This is what you could be faced with.
Now, this is a Canadian law, but it impacts people here in Buffalo because we travel to Canada quite frequently, being a border city. How many people come to your office looking for help, whether it's to get over across the border once or just to find their options?
There's many people from our very local area that are coming to us on a daily basis asking us for the information of whether their convictions and their DWI renders them inadmissible. That's the term to Canada. And if it does, how can they overcome that to be able to enter with their families or for work purposes?
And what do you tell them?
It depends. If they have a conviction that is more than 10 years old, and we can show that they've completed all the sentencing and 10 years has passed, then we can help them to submit a paper application to the border to say, hey, I really want to be able to come in. 10 years has passed. I've followed your rules. Can you please lift this inadmissibility? If they don't qualify under that, then it's a more extensive filing that requires us to submit an application to actually the Canadian consulate in New York City.
But how long does that take? I mean, you can't just decide today, listen, I want to try to go over this weekend and then contact you, right?
Well, I don't know if I'd be.
I mean, is it that quick?
Correct, but yes, you could. In theory, you can. You can, if you have that 10 years passed, there are immediate relief options to be able to go and seek entry, but the burden is on you to provide that proof. If it's something where you do have to file at a consulate, you're correct. The wait time could be up to 12 months.
Well, up to 12 months potentially, but could happen quicker than that. And this all, what you're describing, just kind of adds to the cost of a DWI, right?
That's correct. You have to keep in mind that if you want to and you take pleasure in going to Canada and this is something that's important to you, especially for work purposes, there's government filing fees, there's legal fees. It's going to be a costly process after this is after the conviction occurs.
Does this automatically come up as you're going through inspection on either your passport or your enhanced driver's license?
Not necessarily. When you go to primary, who's the booth when you first drive up, they will swipe your passport. And there's been people who have been entering into Canada for 20, 30 years with convictions on their record, and it's not coming up in that first inspection. What's happening is more and more information is getting in that primary, we call inspection. And once it does and that comes up, you will be sent into the larger building, which is known as secondary inspection. And that's when they'll be able to pull up all of your records to see if you are criminally inadmissible.
All right. So a lot of people not realizing this. Do you get calls from people who go to that secondary inspection and just wonder what is going on? They're told to contact somebody like you?
A lot of times the officers on the Canadian side are very helpful, and they will say, you are inadmissible because we see that you have a DWI from 5 years ago, and they'll be turned around and given what's called an allowed to leave. And then at that point, they're told, you need to look into remedying this through a rehabilitation or deemed rehabilitation. Those are their two options. Or a temporary resident permit. If 5 years hasn't passed, there's another relief option that allows someone who has this to come in for purposes that are compelling.
All right, another consequence then of DWI. Jamie, thanks so much. Jamie Fiegel with Fiegel & Carr Law Firm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.